Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You've all sacrificed so much to be here and be a part of this thing we're doing.
This crew is made up of couples.
It's the first ever large-scale colonization mission. And everyone back on Earth is really grateful for your hard work and your courage. We're making history here.
This is wheat. What are the odds of finding human vegetation this far from Earth?
Who planted it?
This is a download from BFM 89.9, nothing. The business station.
No birds, no animals, nothing.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Uma Paganampakepagan alongside Ian McNally, and it's
Hello.
Time for another episode of Trailer Watch. This time, Alien Covenant, the new Ridley Scott Alien movie.
Yes, I think this is the last trailer I'll watch before it comes out, because the next one's sure to have spoilers.
Yes, it will just give too much away.
Yeah.
What do we think? I mean, were you a fan of Prometheus?
No.
Okay. I was a fan.
I like the look of Prometheus.
Okay, I was a fan
of
the
look.
But
everything it said was dumb. So dumb. And it's gotten more dumb over time, because there's footage of what happened to the geologist. The cutscenes where...
You hate that, right? Where they just started poking things.
Yeah. There's reasons for that. And they cut that because apparently Ridley Scott wanted the pacing to work better. And it's like, but the pacing doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't matter if your movie is a long-distance runner if it keeps running into trees. And that annoyed the hell out of me, and it didn't explain anything. And even at the end of it, it's like, what?
Yeah, I know. There were serious plot problems.
But it was a pretty cool looking ship.
But it was a great looking film. I mean, visually it was absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And I think I could suspend a little bit of disbelief for watching that. You know, when it came out, they had just launched IMAX again in Sunway Pyramid. And I remember watching it on IMAX, and it was just magnificent.
Mm. I think the only difference for me in IMAX would be that the echo from when I slapped my head with Idris Elba, the worst space captain in the universe.
He really was.
Who leaves his men on an alien pyramid. Like, there was no sense of wonder from those guys. And then taking your helmet off at the moment you're on an alien planet is like, oh my God, have you heard of germs? Did you just disinfect your entire lungs before you got here?
Are we hoping that they've learned with Covenant? Because the trailers have looked really quite promising in that it has that same vibe of Ridley Scott's first Alien movie, in that he seems to be making a horror sci-fi thriller.
Mm-hmm. But it's not, I mean, wasn't there a Prometheus trailer that had screams in it very similar to the original Alien? So it seems like... Prometheus was the training wheels. Like, how do I alien again? I've forgotten how I used to alien.
No, exactly. Because Prometheus felt like a sci-fi film, right?
Yeah.
It felt like they were going deep into genes and blah, blah, blah.
But they didn't they didn't know where they were going.
No, and trying to explain the origins of these creatures. And you know what? We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care about the origins of these creatures. We want to see that alien queen bash her way through the cockpit of a flying ship, which is what we see in this.
It's not a queen. I think it's just a normal Xeno.
Oh, is it just a normal Xeno?
What it looks like, this is very much just like, okay, well, let's tie it together. You know, in the previous movie ended with what Fox called the Deacon, which was black goo-infused monster from an engineer.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know what the hell the black goo is supposed to do. The cutscenes from the Prometheus had the geologist who was infected. The on-set makeup made him look like he was turning into a xenomorph.
Right.
But the actual shots they used in the end of the movie, he made him look like some weird space zombie, right?
Correct.
So there is this getting to the alien life cycle. I've heard some people saying, like, how is Michael Fassbender in this? Didn't he die in the last one?
Yeah, he's like Bishop. Yeah. Right? I'm sure they've got hundreds of him.
But absolutely. Oh, he's going to be raking in those alien books for years to come. But it very much looks like
Can
this
I just
one.
Say before we say that, I feel bad for him, though. He's really, really looking for a franchise. Assassin's Creed don't work for him.
I think, again, it was the BBC when talking about reviewing Logan said, like, this is the version of Michael Fassbender, the Michael Fassbender crying bits extended to a full movie.
Yeah.
So maybe Michael Fassbender will get his Magneto crying movie at some point.
Maybe.
He's do androids cry? When they dream of dead colonists, I don't know.
No, they just dream of electric sheep.
But this does look like it's going to try and tie things together, and actually David might be involved in that, and it looks like Prometheus was stealing fire from the gods, and now we're going to burn stuff down,
yeah,
in a way. Because there's a lot of, again, interesting flashes of imagery. There's weird misshapen creatures. There's what looks like, there's a proper alien
face hugger moment,
a proper face hugger. It's not the weird looking face hugger from the previous one. There's a proper xenomorph from Aliens, an alien in this. But there's also some weird looking deacony things, and they're not in flashbacks because they're attacking the Covenant guys.
Correct.
And there's like a shot of someone in a cloak walking with just bodies everywhere. So you got me again, goddammit. But the one thing I do, a lot of outlets, I presume it's clickbait, have said, oh, the new Alien Covenant trailer is terrifying. It's very hard to be terrified by aliens at this point. Familiarity breeds contempt.
Exactly. I don't think I'm afraid as I used to be. However, that being said, I think it really depends how Ridley Scott shoots this thing.
Yeah.
That first Alien movie, the reason why it was so good, we see so little
Alien.
But the suspense and the pacing and the music, that is absolutely terrifying. So when something actually happens,
yeah,
you wet yourself.
Yeah.
Because
it just blends in with the ship. It's like Dallas in the
correct
in the air tubes, or the
your hands are bleeding because your nails have dug in too deep.
Covenant, do you read me? Covenant.
What's happening?
I need you back here right now. I need you.
Okay, baby, just calm down, sweetheart. Calm
Don't
down.
Don't tell me to calm down. You're
breaking up.
All of this is to start our new life.
Speaking of Ripley, is Danny McBride this movie's Ripley? Is this going to make Danny McBride the sci-fi hero he was born to be?
Maybe. Is James Franco the captain?
Where's Franco?
Franco's in the trailer.
Is he in this one?
No, so he isn't in this trailer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not in this trailer.
Franco's in the prologue.
Yeah.
That prologue video, and they kind of allude to him being the captain, and yeah, I'm just like, oh, James Franco's the captain.
Yeah.
I hope he dies first.
But he's already got a cold as the movie starts.
Oh, you know he's going to die first.
He's not well.
Yeah. I think we can rest easy that almost everyone is going to die in this film. But I really hope Ridley Scott kind of goes back to that alien route and tries to make a real thriller as opposed to a science fiction movie.
Yeah.
Then it would be terrifying. But You're absolutely right, dude. Aliens don't scare me anymore. I think we've just seen too many of them, and we've seen too many of them in bad renditions of the alien movies.
Badly lit. I'll always remember when they were doing Alien
Resurrection. Yeah.
And the two artists who were involved back at the time when we had the movie channels back in Ireland, they would have, you know, the featurettes that would later go on the DVDs or whatever for promo materials. And they were talking about how G'd up they were to be reinventing Giger's alien, because I don't think he was involved in that one at first. And they gave them chicken legs.
Oh, God.
This is also the movie where you breathed on a door sensor to open it for security locks.
For some reason.
I mean, and they just didn't look. That was one. They did look good swimming underwater, but you can see them fully. They're best when second one where it's just coming out of the shadow.
Yeah, they're best
opens its
when
mouth and just like it looks like it's so vibrating with rage before its tiny mouth pops out.
They're best when they blend in with the dark.
Yeah,
and you can't tell where one ends and the other begins. That's when aliens are
They
the
are
best.
Your nightmares made flesh.
Right. Alien Covenant actually opens in cinemas on 11th May. We urge you to go to YouTube and check out this trailer. Do let us know what you think. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.